Welcome to Five to Focus, a weekly podcast helping you center on Jesus by applying the Bible to life's struggles. Ryan Strother is your host. Now set aside any distractions and get focused.
Last week, we began looking at Psalm 33 to see the pattern there of a worship service. It gives us sort of an order of worship. And last week, we talked about the first part, which was the call to worship, and it focused on this truth: praise befits the upright. Go back and listen to episode 34 if you want to hear more on that or if you missed it. But today we find the next part of the worship service in Psalm 33, and it's that the people were encouraged to praise God for His Word. So they're praising God for His Word, and we see this in verses 4 through 9. Well, verse 4 begins with the word for, F-O-R, meaning here's why you should praise the Lord. And it's because His Word is upright. Well, there's that word again, upright. We saw praise befits the upright. Well, here it's talking about God's Word, and God's Word is pure. It is of moral excellence, and God's work follows suit. His work is done in faithfulness. Charles Spurgeon wrote well of this in his Treasury of David in Volume 1. He says, "God writes with a pen that never blots, speaks with a tongue that never slips, acts with a hand which never fails." Well, verses 6 to 9 remind us of the power of God's Word. Listen to this. Let me read them to you. "By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and by the breath of His mouth all their host. He gathers the waters of the sea as a heap. He puts the deeps in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. For He spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm." Alluding back to the creation account in Genesis, we know that God created the heavens and all their hosts along with everything on this earth. He spoke, and it came to be. The result of this is that all of the earth should fear the Lord, every inhabitant, including us, meaning that we should stand in awe of God. Well, we need to recover our wonder of God, and we can do that in part by praising God for His Word. Because we know this, that if God's Word brought forth everything in this earth and in the heavens, then surely His Word that we can read can transform our lives as we live it out. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." 2 Peter 1:3 says, "His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence." Now, how does the Lord's Word do this in your life? Well, 2 Timothy 3:16 to 17 tells us. It lists there four functions of Scripture. It will first teach, second rebuke, third correct, and last train in righteousness. And all of that is done so that you are equipped for every good work the Lord has for you. Now, I explained each of those four functions in more detail in episodes 19 to 22 of this podcast, so you could go back and listen if you want more on that. But the same Word of God that brought everything into being is still working in your life. You just have to let it. You need to spend time in the Bible and listen to what the Lord says to you. Well, there have been a number of times where I've personally experienced the presence of the Lord through His Word, and I've been able to witness the power of God's Word transform other people's lives. I recall one Sunday a person listening to the reading and explanation of a certain passage of Scripture and being so gripped by it that he said it was describing his life exactly. It taught him, it rebuked him, and it led him to finding correction and training in righteousness. And it's amazing to see that transformation happen in somebody's life simply because they allowed the Word of God to minister to them. And it'll do this in your life too. You know, praise God because you have His Word. Praise Him because you can read it or listen to it. Praise Him because it applies to your life and helps you understand your situations. Praise Him for specific verses that you read that are helpful, maybe one you've already read today even. Praise Him because He acts in accordance with His powerful Word. Praise Him for His Word. That's the next part of this worship service. Well, how can you do that today? How can you do that this week as you worship the Lord? Hey, thanks for listening, and I hope you'll come back next week to focus on our lives in Christ. I'll talk with you then.
Thanks for listening to Five to Focus. Make sure you subscribe and catch next week's episode as you stay centered on Jesus.